Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Is that Chief Keef right there?
It's not Chief Keef.
We got like nine damn kids. He's 23 years old.
We have a poster of him now in the studio because of our
friend
Jason
Jenkins. I listen to Chicago rap, man. That's what I listen to, Chief Keef.
Speaking of Jason Jenkins, all guests appear on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We do have a special guest here sitting with us, Dolphins Senior Vice President Jason Jenkins, here with us this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. But before we start, yeah. I specifically gave you a Travis Scott
poster
the day you talked about it. And you're throwing out Chief Keef. You didn't say that the other day. What happened?
I just am always amazed that a guy can be 23 years old and have nine damn kids. All I could think
from
of.
Nine different moms.
Nine different babies' mamas to deal with.
This is about you. Don't make it about
right.
No, no, you're right.
Right.
He did. I'm glad you got a kick out of that the other
Jason
day.
Jason was
though,
proud of you. You threw out a couple rappers the other day, and we were talking about it, and you sounded like a young guy. You threw out Travis Scott.
Well, I know he's dating a Kardashian. That's how I knew.
You threw out, you know, Lil Wayne. You did a good job.
But Lil Wayne, is he still relevant or no?
Is
he still hanging
relevant,
in there?
Sure.
Lil Wayne?
He was at Rolling Loud.
That's right. He was at Rolling Loud.
He was in concert last night down here, Lil Wayne.
Oh, man, I'm woke. I mean, I'm just woke.
What happened?
So,
hey, wow, good for you.
Zach's not sure, man. He doesn't know the street stuff, man. I'm going to help
stuff.
Him out.
I feel like I
did help his ass
what
out.
What just happened?
Hey, we gotta jump into a bunch of stuff here. You guys trying to get into?
Well done.
When you guys ready to talk rap, we'll talk about some of the stuff.
Fine, we'll bring it up
different
later.
Areas.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
I want to talk about the high school football program. How many years have been now that we started youth and high school football coming out here?
Now we've done this for the last 3 years. It's been amazing. We'll have our 77 team here today, Somerset Academy, and you know, Coach Flores has embraced this program. Chris Greer, you know, Tom Garfield.
Adam was great with it.
You know, and that's sort of it came from him, and you know, talking about ways we're trying to grow the game and make the game healthier, safer. You know what we're doing with Baptist Health, but he was like, "Let's get these guys out here. Let's show them how you know players work." And I think the cool thing about that is that these high school kids, they come out, they get a chance to see the players and the coaches, but they also get to see the support staff, the equipment, the doctors and trainers, and maybe inspire them to careers, you know, as well too.
Right. I just think it's great. I can't even. Can you imagine now? It's hard to tell kids down here because they have professional athletes going to most of our high schools. At some point, they've had them. But, like, for the average guy that's growing up, you go to Dolphins practice and you go sit in the stands and go, no, we'll be down on the field, and the players come talk to us out.
It's awesome.
I mean, you can't put a price tag on that, man.
Now, beyond
the guys are good about it.
Absolutely. Beyond even the average guy. I mean, growing up, you know, in California, I'm growing up in Texas, but we had Nova High School here a couple of years ago. Just imagine to be able to get a chance as a kid to be on the sidelines, to watch, to see how they work, to have players like Kenny Stills, Kalen Ballage come up and talk to you, Drake, you know, do it during practice, get a chance to meet Coach Flores after practice as well. And that was an identity of trying to grow the game in South Florida, and I just can't think of another better way to do it, to be at that up close and personal.
Well, listen, man, you know, the debate's on for Dade Broward and Palm Beach where our football ranks. It's hard to imagine. And I know we talk about the high school teams, but just think of how good our youth football teams are.
They
got three or four different names, a lot of different youth leagues.
But it starts early down here.
Man, it's incredible
amazing,
the amount of talent that we have and how many kids are playing football year-round, Jason, which I didn't think is crazy, right?
I grew up in Texas, and the sports we had were football and spring football. Those were our two
that's
seasons.
That's true.
Right.
To be fair to Texas, you dealt with it too, growing up.
Friday Night Lights,
but being able to see it, you know, now it's the same thing, but a little bit more speed. I'll never tell people in Texas back home, but there's a speed out here that's, you know, unmatched. And so to be able, like I said, to be able to do that, it's just a cool experience. And I just can't thank Coach Flores enough for extending it and Chris Greer for allowing this to happen.
How do they go about? Because everybody obviously would like to do it working around once camps or practices start and stuff. So you can't do them all, can you? Like everybody says, hey, can I bring my team out?
Well, you know, that's our goal. I mean, we've had 77 teams that have come out. At the end of 2 years, we will try to hit every team up in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach to come down. So just a matter of reaching out to our youth programs department, Rashana Hamilton, Troy Drayton, Twan Russell, and Hake. They do an amazing job with that. But if they reach, go out to Dolphins.com to reach out to our guest services department, they'll get you in touch with our YP. And our goal is to try to get every team to come through here. And the only thing, we have the high school teams that come out, but you talked about the youth teams. They also come out and they scrimmage after practice, and we have all those kids
running around.
Cool, and the players come out and sort of serve like referees and, you know, and cheer them on. It's a little reverse. But again, these are memories that we feel that be connected to the Dolphins and have people just, you know, remember for a lifetime.
The other thing was, Zach, yesterday was the Baptist Health and the relationship with the Miami Dolphins, trying to make the game safer and making sure we have trainers and doctors at events and at the football games so these kids are safe and playing the game and educating coaches on doing the right thing to make it safer so that parents – feel more comfortable letting their kids play. So,
Jason, did I see a $1.5 million donation? Is that what it was?
Yeah, through our Miami Dolphins Foundation, $1.5 over the next 5 years. And that was spearheaded by Tom Garfinkel working with Dr. Uribe and really, you know, setting that program up. I know you gave Dr. Uribe a hard time at the press conference.
He's my tennis partner. I got to give him a hard time. But honestly, he's really good. And you know something? He's the one. He did something. I know that guy went out and said – at all those doctors that they work with, the doctor's hospital, said we need all our doctors to go out on a Friday or Saturday night and be at a game. Just you got to have somebody there. I mean, kids get hurt, they get laid out. You want to know they're safe.
Of course.
And so the program has been really good for the Dade County schools. I know they're trying to grow everything into Broward and flirting around with some Palm Beach stuff as well. So it's just all the programs, whether it's keeping the game safer, letting these kids, it's just a great motivational tool before you go out. You're out here and you're watching these guys and you're going, wow.
No, they do a great job out here.
And that's my poster. That's where I want to be someday.
One of the other programs, Football Unites, I know that you guys are a big part of that as well. Talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, if you go through these stands and you see what Jakeem Grant, you know, got that one-handed pass and had some good fun with it, or Mike Gesicki, or you see, you know, people going around, and you look through the stands, it doesn't matter people's race, their gender, their orientation, their identity, their ability, young, old, et cetera. They're all, like, connected in those moments. And our goal is to try to do that 365 days a year. So we work with a set of specific organizations that cross all the intersections of South Florida. Right. And we amplify their programs, but we also kind of bring them together to unite and to connect around each other. Because as we go through all these foundations, these things that are out in South Florida, all of them have the same mission. They want to have equal rights, they want to have humanity, they want to promote education. So instead of, like, quote-unquote competing against each other, how can we use our brand as the Dolphins to bring them together?
Right.
And it's been real cool being able to do that.
Well, that's not
awesome
an easy
stuff.
One either, but
awesome
but stuff. All the programs we're doing and the high school thing, which seems so basic that you would think.
Why doesn't everybody do it, right?
Exactly. A few years ago, but it is great to see. Sometimes we've got two or three high schools out here at a time.
No, absolutely.
Right, once this thing gets going, but they'll all be going to camp here pretty soon, but it is
right.
It is really cool to have them out here. And we got our high school football program starting back up. Man,
uh-oh.
Dade versus Broward
wow.
coming up. That's just a few weeks away.
Yeah, those football Fridays with you and Kim and that atmosphere that you create and go to
we
those schools.
Create
and
no, they create themselves, man, with those good games. Deerfield Beach, Carroll City.
Now it'll be awesome. And then you talked about our relationship with Doctors Hospital and Baptist Health with the trainers. Hollywood, can we get you and Omar to do this again? So we'll get the trainers out this
By
time.
By the way,
you don't have to be.
You know, you
create.
You personally created the monster.
That's right.
Better known as Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, what an egomaniac!
And I got to give it to Omar for people that like to blast Omar all the time. He's been a good sport for. Did he fall down or just trip a little bit?
Well, I guess the story is he tripped, but if you ask Hollywood, he fell on his butt.
It was a 40-yard dash, and Omar did 15 yards. And he kind of tumbled. He kept himself up. He tumbled. It was going to be like real, real, real bad. But he kind of caught himself
Hollywood,
up.
Are we getting a part two of this or what?
He's gone.
He's
right
gone. Hollywood.
He took off. He says he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Am I bringing up a.
No, he won.
He should be the one talking about it.
There is something else in the works right now. I don't know if we're at liberty to.
Slow Mar.
Slomar.
You know that. Kelly, yeah. Don't lie. You're laughing and you know. Like you, I just want to see how bad a guy Jason is.
Well, how about the song he used to bring him
no,
on?
No, but
the
problem with Omar is he just doesn't stay in shape. He's very out of shape, overweight. Like, it's difficult for him.
He just got remarried. Wow. He just did the marriage thing again.
They work out together all the time.
Got a lot going on.
So is Hollywood saying he wants to go up a class? He wants to bring someone else up? He's done with Omar. Oh. He just had another person?
My man.
Now, that's intriguing. That is actually kind of intriguing.
You shouldn't be doing any barking in that studio right now when you run a 6-flat 40-yard dash. Oh.
Bro, I only ran a 6-flat because I was looking behind me.
There's incentive. A Chief Keef poster for the winner.
Oh, that's sweet right there.
Maybe Joe wants to race you.
That's good. Get some more damn kids in is why we're talking about that.
Joe can barely move. I've seen him play tennis. I don't want to run against Joe.
Wow. And speaking of Carroll City, you brought up Carroll City. Alan Hearns, one-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. Just reported, by the way, on the intranet.
Yeah. Bring in more depth for the receiver position. It'll be interesting, Albert Wilson thing, to see how long it's going to take him. Come off this hip. And by the way, it's amazing what they're doing with hips.
Yeah.
You know, of all the different injuries we talk about compared to back in the 80s when doctors struggled a little bit.
Right,
because they didn't have the technology.
No, you're absolutely
it's
right.
Not a shot.
No, I just want to make sure you're
not. My father played football for the Oilers from 74 to 79, and when he tore his ACL, it was
done.
It was done. It was over. It was over.
Now you're back in – guys, you're back 7-8 months, 9 months, whatever. Everything's better, but it's incredible, all the injuries. And now hip. We thought Pouncey was done.
Yeah,
you're right.
And the hip comes back. And
16
he,
plus.
He practiced every
right.
day.
Right.
So it's got to be good news for Albert, though, for knowing that he can get himself back in shape. They're going to take their time. It's a long season. And he was so good last year, so we
bring him back at 100%.
We wish him
the best. That's all that matters. Jason, I got one more thing before we're gonna let you ride. Mm-hmm. I noticed one thing after every big event that happens, could be off the field or on the field. You guys always get that big ass picture on the elevator.
Yeah.
Every an hour after it actually happens. Right. I think it's incredible. Is that a big hit around the offices?
No, it's amazing. And
my favorite's obviously the high fives.
Exactly.
The high fives between Albert and Jakeem last year. Next day.
Two great pictures. That one
yes.
and obviously Kenyon.
The
awesome.
Miami Miracle, yeah. of course.
No, and that's one of the cool things about the culture that's been created. It was started by Marcus Bach-Armus in our legal department. He kind of came up with the idea.
That's
and our creative
great,
department
man.
Turned it around quick. And you see their work. I mean, you got Pete over here right now taking photos, but – what he does is they turn it around like the next day.
It's
so
amazing.
You see something at night, it turns around so quickly.
The elevator, literally, the next day is
I know.
The biggest
no,
picture
no, they,
on
they
it. I love
stuff
it.
The stuff that they just get is unbelievable. It's made it great. Jason, always nice having you, man.
Now, thank you. I see we have the food out. You don't have it on the table. Is there a reason
we hit
it's
that.
Like the studio.
Just you, so you know, we hit that
email.
Food.
We got the email not to eat by the equipment.
We hit that food at 6 a.m. this morning.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they came out strong.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Did you eat breakfast in there today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
That's good stuff.
Those spicy potatoes are new.
They were. Exactly.
Giddy up.
You're right.
Yeah. Well done by the chefs downstairs.
Five star right here.
I have to give
right here
that.
Dolphins yeah. training yeah. camp, yeah, five yeah. star. Jason, thank you, man.
No, thank you.
Always appreciate it and all the stuff. Well, yeah, we got our high school football starting up. We're get as many good games, man. We got some loaded teams, and it seems like they're all playing each other. By the way, the public schools every bit as much as the private schools this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. We got Mike Florio
Mike
coming
Florio's
up.
Mike Florio's coming up
for Pro Football
next.
Talk.
Yes,
we
yes,
also
yes.
got to check in on the text machine.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where we are; it's always flowing. 560-22. So you can jump in.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe, the first Football Friday of the NFL season is
today. I just thought year-round was Football Friday.
Well,
I didn't realize.
For our guest it is at this point. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joins us as he does every Friday. Happy first Football Friday, real officially to you, Mike.
Hey, yeah, happy Football Friday to you guys. You know, it's funny. During the slow period, you wonder if it's ever going to come back, and then it comes back, and it's like, man, it's back.
Yep.
Hey, well, the big story's been holdout. Does it seem like we've had more holdouts this year, Mike, as we're just starting camp, than we usually have, or would you say it's about the same amount?
Well, I think that it's just like, hey, it seems like there's more injuries this year than last year. Hey, it seems like there's more this than last year. I think there's always something like that. Last year, Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack, two of the highest-profile defensive players in the game, held out for all the training camp and all the preseason. Right. So even though there's a greater number this year, and you can have some offensive firepower, and you already do have some big-name offensive players holding out like Michael Thomas and Melvin Gordon, and if Ezekiel Elliott joins them officially today, he wasn't on the plane from Dallas to Oxnard yesterday. We'll see if he shows up today. But, you know, there's more numbers this year, and Elliott, I think, would make it probably more significant this year than last year.
You know, it's funny because some of these guys have been offered pretty damn good money where they're not going to be getting a lot of sympathy. But at the same time, I get it, man. It's that time to go for it when you got a lot of sacks or you got a lot of yards running or you're a top receiver, and that's what we have. I think most of them end up getting signed. They're not going to be doing the Le'Veon Bell special. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, the Le'Veon Bell special came from a special situation where it was in his interest ultimately to sit out the full season because it allowed him to force his way to unrestricted free agency in 2019, even if he and his agent didn't realize that until midway through the 2018 season. It's sitting out the entirety of the second year of a franchise tag puts the team in a spot where they basically have no choice but to let you walk away the next year. All these guys are under contract, and if they sit out a whole year, their contract kicks back for a whole year. So they'd be in the same spot next year they're in this year. So I don't know that anybody's going to sit out the whole year. Now, whether or not someone sits out in the regular season, that remains to be seen. Melvin Gordon may be this year's Maurice Jones-Drew. Back in 2012, Jones-Drew sat out all of training camp, all of the preseason, and eventually came back with his tail tucked between his legs. And I don't know how it ever worked out from the standpoint of fines that were charged to Maurice Jones-Drew. But, you know, he never got a new contract from that holdout. And that's the risk. If you take a stand, you better be confident that the team's eventually going to blink or is going to trade you to someone who will pay you like the Raiders did with Khalil Mack. Otherwise, you got to ask yourself, you know, I mean, look what Cam Chancellor did that 1 year. Was it Cam Chancellor? Yeah, in Seattle. Remember, he held out the regular season after two games.
That's
right. Like, well, the hell with that. I'm showing up.
What about Michael Thomas? What's going to end up happening with him?
Well, you know, it's funny. I heard last night that there was some chatter that they may trade him, so that got me poking around a little bit. My understanding is that they're very close to a deal, and I think what it would come down to is 5 years, $100 million versus 5 years, $95 million of an extension beyond his current deal. And here's the thing. Look, don't get blown away by those numbers. It's $19 million or $20 million a year, right? You got quarterbacks making in the 30s now. And you've got teams that are making billions every year. You know, we don't see how much the owners make. We don't see the balance sheet. So we get freaked out by what's available to us. And what's available to us is what gets paid to the players. But the money is there to pay the players. And there's more money there to pay the players than what the teams are spending. More teams have significant cap gaps where they could spend more than they are spending, and they're carrying over cap space year to year. The money isn't being spent. The money is there, and the money's going to keep going up. You know, you guys had Xavien Howard sign a 5-year extension in Miami a couple of months ago. Earlier this week, Kevin Byard of the Titans signed a 5-year extension. Put yourself under contract for 6 years at a time when new CBA is coming, new TV deals are coming, legalized gambling is sweeping the nation. There's going to be some guys who are pissed off in a couple of years when they see the market pass them by, and those numbers are going to keep going up. And every time, just don't freak out when you hear the players want big numbers because the money is there to pay those players.
Mike, is this going to be a drag? There was some interesting articles recently about Roger Goodell and the head of the union and lack of respect, and rather deal with some of the powerful owners instead of the puppet. Is the relationship that bad as it seems like on the outside between Roger Goodell and the guys in the union?
Well, you know, it's actually better than it used to be. That doesn't mean it's great. And if anything, the union should be cozying up to Roger Goodell. He could be their best friend in this because the thinking is he just wants to get this done and walk off into the sunset. They had that mindset in 2006 with Paul Tagliabue, and as a result, they did a deal that the owners eventually hated or quickly hated because Tagliabue just wanted to get the hell out of there. And I think that there's a belief that Goodell wants to do a new CBA, do a new round of TV deals, hold one in each hand like twin Simbas, over his head, and they'll walk off into the sunset. And so I don't know why you want to antagonize him at this point. But you know, the problem is you got football players that want to fight. So the challenge for D. Smith is to try to get along with the people he's negotiating with, but also make it look like he's willing to fight, because the mindset of the football player is you see a problem and you run straight at it head first, head down, and you resolve it with brute force.
I think the guys realize that just to follow up to that, because they're watching this NBA money, and I know they're going, man, first of all, there's a lot more guys on a football team. I mean, they can do the numbers. I know there's a lot bigger contract in football, but Mike, they're never going to see those kind of dollars in the NBA. It's just never going to happen. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago when Steph Curry got the $40 million for Golden State, and people were saying, well, you know, why isn't there anyone in the NFL at $40 million? Well, Tom Brady could be. He could have been. You know, I don't know that he could be now, but in his prime, at his best, he could have said, I want $40 million. Right now, you've got Russell Wilson at $35 million. And because the best player, the best quarterback in NFL history, and arguably the best player at any position in league history, who is still going strong at soon to be 42, he never wanted to stretch the rubber band as far as he could. And if he did, he could have had $40 million a year. And that would help all these other guys, because it's a hell of a lot easier to follow in Tom Brady's wake than it is to keep pushing the bar higher and higher above Tom Brady money. It's always easier if you've got one guy who is making the absolute most that he can, then you just try to fit in at 95%, 93%, et cetera, behind it.
God, Mike, that's a great point. What if Tom Brady would have been a pig about this whole thing?
Oh, my God.
And just demanded. I mean, they can't even debate it in negotiations. They're going, I'm Tom Brady, this is what I do. You want to look at some of my throws?
Yeah.
Let's go back and look at the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowls and go through it.
Joey pulls out his
rings. It's not the throws, it's the decisions, right? You've got a guy out there who's got a supercomputer where his brain should be that can never be fooled by anything that his defense shows. And he knows all the patterns. He knows all the pre-snap looks. He knows exactly where his first read is going to be, and he knows that guy is going to be open, because he knows what the defense is going to do before the ball is snapped. And that, as long as, once you reach that level of brain power, and you still have the physical ability to make it happen, you are dangerous and you are valuable. And you're right. If he had been like Peyton Manning, he would be making more than $40 million a year right now. Because Peyton Manning's attitude was, it's my job to get paid. It's your job to manage the salary cap. It's my job to get paid.
Hey, Mike, well, I'll tell you what, the Cleveland Browns, I just love it every day. It's just more – they almost give you a reason. They're so cocky and arrogant. They almost give you a reason. I know it's just a couple of them. Almost give you a reason to kind of hope they fall on their face. But I think it's really good for football. What do you think about the Browns? And the coach doesn't sound like he's exactly asking them to shut up and just focus on football.
Well, you know, here's the thing we have to keep in mind. Now, first of all, let me start with the coach, Freddie Kitchens. If you had asked me a year ago to list the 100 names of candidates to be in any way, shape, or form in the conversation to be head coaches for 2019, I wouldn't have put Freddie Kitchens on that list. And here he is as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Right now, the dominoes fell in a very fortuitous way, right place at the right time, did a good job when he got a chance to be the interim offensive coordinator in Cleveland, and now here he is trying to take a team that has more expectations than this franchise has ever had. By this franchise, I mean these Cleveland Browns who returned to the league in 1999. I don't count pre-1999. Sorry, Browns fans, I don't. This team's been around 20 years. They've been to the playoffs once. They haven't had a winning season since 2007 when they were 10-6 and missed the playoffs. And they didn't even cross 500 last year. And now you've got these expectations. And guys, watch week one. The Tennessee Titans are good enough to beat anybody. And the Browns are going to – this is going to be the first week, and this is going to be the first time in a long time where Browns fans file into that stadium and they assume they're going to win. They could end up 0-1. And then week two, they go to face the Jets on Monday Night Football. They could end up 0-2. And it's going to be the sky is falling in Cleveland if the Browns start 0-2. How will they deal with adversity if they face adversity in those first 2 weeks? That's what's going to be fascinating.
Speaking of the Titans and the Jaguars, is the AFC South trying to win the award for wackiest way to start training camp with Jalen Ramsey and the Brinks Trupp and Taylor Lewin with his crying video about how he got suspended?
Yeah, let me tell you something. The Taylor Lewan video, and it wasn't live. He could have taped it again. It is so funny, though. Anybody who studies body language, and I had to know body language very well when I was practicing law, when he says that he took a polygraph test and passed it, go and watch that, because he, like, slows down and stops and, like, he gets shifty eyes. Like, I don't think he could pass a polygraph test on whether or not he actually passed a polygraph test. And ultimately, it doesn't matter, right? Unless you can prove there's an issue with sample collection or sample testing, if it's in your system, it doesn't matter if you took it knowingly or not. You are suspended for 4 games. And Jalen Ramsey, yeah, he wants to get paid. He shows up in an armored car. I like the attitude, and they're going to regret that they didn't pay him when they had a chance. Right. These teams know you lock these guys up, because it's going to get more and more expensive. You're going to find a star player who decides to do what Kirk Cousins did and go year to year under the franchise tag, and then you're going to lose the guy. And I think the Jaguars are treading closer and closer to a spot where Jalen Ramsey is going to want so much, it's going to be 5 years of his rookie contract, 2 years of the franchise tag, and potentially him walking away.
Mike, go celebrate our first Football Friday. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Good talking to you guys.
All right.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Hey, we got to come in and come back and check in on the text
we
machine.
Camp's about to start again today,
5-6-0-2-2. The guy's just starting to come out on the field, I believe. Fitzmagic.
Number first on the field again?
I think he did.
Wow.
He ran across. Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, last segment here, Dolphins training camp, Nova Southeastern University. It's all brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks and Davie, your ultimate sports lodge. Come in for lunch, get free chips and queso with your training camp ticket from that day. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. We're going to head out to the text line, the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, for a couple of texts. We've been off the text line a little bit today. We do have a couple coming in here. Players are on the field. Practice about to start any minute now, and we found out in the Brian Flores press conference today, as I was reading on Twitter, tomorrow they all have pads on. We get to pads tomorrow, Joe.
Yeah, good.
Exciting,
good for,
right?
Good for the weekends where people off and can come out and watch a little bit and see everything for themselves and need a little football fix. Heck, the Canes get their first practice in tonight.
Night practice tonight.
And so we got a lot. We'll have a lot of stuff going on there. By the way, who's doing the show today at Twin Peaks? Who is it? Don Owen.
Don, programming coordinator, help me out.
So we have Dono and Greg Likens, and they are actually going to be here in studio today.
Oh, they're
guys.
In studio today.
They're in today.
Yeah, they're in studio today. Young Greg and Don.
They're here warming up right now. It's going to be a big.
They're
show.
Already
wow,
warming up.
Look at that.
All right.
Well done. Show prep. All right, 56022 if you want to join the text party right now. Here we go. Joe, I guess you didn't pay attention to our own interview with Coach Flores. He said the best guys will start and play regardless of draft round. How dare you, Joe? Did you make mention at any point that a guy might not start or start because of a draft position? I don't know if you did that.
I never said that.
I think that we said that if you're a high draft pick, you're going to be given every –
I just gave my belief of that I think certain draft picks will start. By the time the season starts, I think they'll show they can get better. Look, if you got a journeyman who's playing that's starting right now, he's been in the league 3 or 4 years and he's played a third of the games, and you got a guy you draft in the third round, if they're talking about that, out of Wisconsin, you're giving that guy in Wisconsin, that third rounder, every chance through camp. Right, out of respect, he shouldn't start right now. But is this thing rolls on, he's going to play.
Yeah, you want to see what he's got, right?
So, I mean, I heard everything the coach said. I mean, I'm not debating anything the coach said, but he's talking about every position's open competition. Ain't nobody beating Xavier Howard out or what he's making out.
No, correct. Joe, how is this preseason going to work with the quarterback reps?
I don't know about in practice, but Rosen's going to play a lot more snaps. A lot more snaps than Fitzpatrick.
And, Joe, do you like the Allen Hurns signing today?
I do. I'm all for bringing in more guys. I'm a huge Allen Hurns fan. That guy, what he's overcome.
Yep.
How about just on draft day for Allen Hurns not getting drafted? I'm still shocked he didn't get drafted.
Way.
Like,
yep.
and he ran pretty fast. Everything was good. I didn't understand how the guy didn't get drafted. And then he goes as a rookie free agent and gets a brand new contract. So he was able, great story. And he goes to Dallas, makes a little more money, and now he's back home. And what is he, 27 years old?
Yeah, young dude, yep.
So
someone very happy with your Xfinity spot earlier today. As of now, no CBS programming on UVerse, which means I can't watch the Dolphin games.
Well, we got to do a little something about that.
A little DirecTV and UVerse and all that. You don't get the CBS.
Well, I think the Dolphins announced that they're going to stream the games online, right?
Oh, I don't know. Did they? I didn't see it.
I don't know, but listen, it's not good for business for anybody.
No, to not have CBS. That's
so
crazy.
So they
can't see you in the morning either.
So they were talking to me. They were talking to me about all the CBS stuff, and they go, talk about all your favorite CBS shows, and I go, college football and the NFL on CBS.
You mentioned like Blue Bloods or
I couldn't think
Survivor.
Actually,
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, Joe, come on.
Let's not make a deal because I ain't watching it.
Well, the Kardashians isn't on that channel. So.
I'm just kind of a CBS sports nerd.
Based on yesterday's practice and the reports from all the beat writers, we're going 16-0, guys. Well, day one of camp. How's camp?
First of all, they're just reporting out here. To be fair to the writers and all of us, it's day one. There was some exciting catches made. I thought it was a really good upbeat practice. I thought there was a lot of good stuff, but I didn't hear anybody go, the Dolphins are going 16-0 and read into stuff too much. All right. I mean, everybody's aware of what they have and they don't have. You can look at it on paper. So, but there's no reason to be down after watching yesterday's practice. It's pretty good first practice compared to some of the past ones that we've had.
Ernie and Darrell wanted to know not how Fitz looked on the field yesterday, but how did his beard look?
Looks good.
Yeah, and they asked him about it in the press conference, and, you know, because of the hot and the weather, would you shave it or not? And he goes, nah, I don't think I'm going to get rid of it. I think I'm just going to ride with it. Good for him.
It's kind of his thing
now,
man.
It's his beard, yeah.
Kind of his thing. He's not getting rid of that.
Joe, you think we're going to have a top 10 defense this year in the NFL?
If you're asking me right now, I'd say no.
Okay. Well, yeah, we want your honest opinion.
No.
Text machine's not for BS. Not all.
That's kind of a – kind of a weird one after day one. Do you think we're going to have a top 10 defense?
We also had a guy say they're going to be undefeated this
season. Well, we were like 29th last year. Our offense and defense were down there in the last couple of slots, which, by the way, is never a good sign because once you see those numbers, then you break them down, pass and run both sides of the ball, it's usually not very good with third down conversion, getting off the field on third down and converting third down. Not very good last year. Yeah.
Someone said, I missed the show yesterday. I'm hearing stories that Manny Diaz is thinking about some sort of reward for the offense when they score touchdowns like the turnover chain for defense. Is there any truth to that rumor? Hopefully this is fake news. I think he said something to you and the ACC media days, right?
He did. Said he's got something creative.
Something planned, yeah.
Because I asked him, I go, leave it alone, Manny. You got the chain. You can never top the chain, man. The turnover chain, leave it alone. He goes, what if we score a lot of points, ain't we? I was like, so now he's looking at a motivational tool for the offense. Mm. I don't know. Everything he's done so far has been pretty good, so we'll see what he comes out with. I hope they score a lot.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
we can at least be mad they scored so much. You have to see whatever it is if you don't like it.
Pat from Philly said, I think the Clippers owner sounds exactly like John C. Riley. Sounds like Will Ferrell's sidekick from Talladega Nights. Yeah, I love that guy. I love every soundbite from that guy, everything. We had a couple text messages about when
you want to listen to him again?
Yes, please.
I have these notes, but I got to say I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo! But most of all, pumped.
Right out of a movie right there.
Clippers to Paul and Kawhi. Come on! We got the guys who I think will be perfect to put together with Paul and Kawhi to really give us the chance to do the only real thing we want to do. I got to say, being number two, being number four, We're only here for one reason. We want to win it all. There's only one reason. Kawhi said something when they won the championship this year about the Larry O.B. The only thing that matters is the Larry O.B. When I first got here, I think I called it the Lawrence O'Brien. But from now on, it's all about the Larry O.B.
Wow. Wow. Someone just said, holy crap, it does sound like John C. Reilly. Sounds like Chris Farley, Van by the River.
I think it's Farley, man.
Yeah. Another guy said he's on drugs. I don't think he's on drugs.
He was jacked up for a guy that's got 40-something billion dollars.
Someone is doing a follow-up on our Manny Diaz touchdown possible chain and said, I just like a reward for every punt over 30 yards. Yeah, we probably should, although we haven't heard much about a Headley, right?
That's
Lewis Headley, is that the guy?
Let's hope we never have to go through. Well, first of all, you had to punt so much, and the passing game was a disaster, and the punt to get out of bad field position was also.
It was bad.
Oh.
Doesn't
he's gone.
Ballmer sound like a guy that spits when he talks?
I'd love to see when he has a few cocktails what he's like. Oh,
right?
My God.
All right, here's a good one, Joe. The signing of Allen Hurns has me concerned and worried, wondering how much time Grant Wilson will be used this season until they're fully healthy. Joe and Zach, guys are the best. Really made my morning. Have yourselves a blessed day. That's from the Jedi. We just met.
Jedi's
Jedi,
right now,
one
man.
Of our chronic texters.
Jedi, he hears right now the Jedi's down there watching practice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Here's
that
another
guy always
one
texts
too.
In ripping me, by the way. I'm not a big fan
of
him.
Jedi. Yeah, we met Jedi. Great guy.
Tell him
no,
I don't
no,
like
he
him.
Mentioned he mentioned he's not a fan
of
it.
Doesn't like you, so he became a lot
said,
you know, top
he
on our
said
list.
Stay in the studio or something.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
went,
yeah.
That's wrong.
Happy
that's...
that he just got to meet us. Even Steph. He hugged Steph. He didn't care about you, Hollywood, at all. How about this text? You guys talk all the time about your lunches and everything. Have you invited Flores out for an Anthony's Coal Fire lunch yet? I don't think we've done an official invite, right?
No, he's going to be hard to get to one of those lunches.
We should have probably done that before
first of all,
camp
you,
started.
You see him eating pizza?
Yeah. I saw him at Las Patas.
Oh, that's right.
I saw him at Las Patas getting a monster sub.
So Anthony's Coal Fire pizza,
yeah,
meatball ricotta cheese pizza.
All right, so here it is, and people know what we like, but if we are sitting down and he says, you guys order, what would be the order for – we'll put a Hollywood in this because he's going to feel better.
Well, he's got his boys with him.
Okay, so two boys?
Two boys. They're going to like the, either
the
pizza.
Yeah.
Or it could be you can never go wrong with spaghetti and meatballs.
All right, so spaghetti and meatballs, two meatball ricottas, one regular pepperoni.
Gotta go
like
probably an order, maybe two orders of chicken wings for the whole 220 family.
220 orders, yeah. The onions on there.
And they can bring them home.
Pork vinegar ribs.
Even head coaches bring good food home.
Yeah, of course. You got to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a little late now to get him for an official Anthony's lunch like we normally do because camp has started.
There's a lot of good
maybe
stuff.
Maybe bye week.
Man.
Maybe bye week we
really,
get him out there.
Really good stuff.
No, we'll bring him to Anthony's. He's got to eat Anthony's. He's down here. He's got to eat Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. So they got plenty of stuff there for all of us to eat. So, and if you are doing a summer party, by the way, and you don't want to barbecue because it's so hot outside, get a little takeout. Bring it to the house. It's going to be a hit. A big hit at the house.
Well, I just think it. Like tonight, we go get it.
Yep.
We bring it home. And it's good for 2 days. As empty nesters.
Correct.
It's big.
Yeah, that's
really,
that's
really
different
big.
For you now, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's
good
really
way to go.
Yeah, so
you
got
to try the delivery through the app, by the way, Joe. That's like the way to go.
Oh,
you get sent right to the door.
I know, but I'm
look
not.
Look at that. Well done, Holly.
You mentioned app. You might as well have said crap. I got no shot.
I don't know. You dropped something on me today that made me double, you know. I had to look double.
I'm
shocked.
Woke, man. You went what? I go, I'm woke.
Yeah.
If you know about Chief Keef, you should be able to use an app.
Right, yeah.
The same generation of people, Joe. Come on.
You're right. You're going to turn
I'm
into a
I'm just into Chicago rap. That's how I happen to know about that stuff.
God, did you impress me today. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. All right, so, yeah, that's the text line today, by the way. Everything else in here is ripping Hollywood, so we're going to keep those away.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Hollywood's a putt.
No,
Hollywood's
they're not.
Putt. I know. I'm making these up. I honestly want to know this, by the way. Are you racing Omar again for real, or is this something like what is the deal? Can you
I think on Monday we'll be able to announce what we're doing, but there's going to be something that will most certainly result in Omar falling.
Honestly, I wish Omar would smoke you in a race. I wish Omar.
I bet you do wish that, bro. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen.
I would love to see Omar beat you in a 40 because you talk so much trash, and I think Omar knows if he doesn't trip, it's going to be legit. He's going to win that 40.
I wonder if the other Sun Sentinel guys know about
Omar. You got one more in you, one more time to take him down. Are you done?
Okay.
Omar's
confirmation.
In.
We have confirmation.
Omar's in.
We will have something else. This is good. So we'll have an announcement on Monday, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have you something. We'll have something for you.
You know, Jason.
He's ready.
Jason would do it in a heartbeat. He's ready to go. Because I'm tired of Slowmar and all that stuff, man.
He calls him Slowmar.
That's wrong.
I need to be motivated because Omar is, he's just not.
Well, listen, I'm guessing you're pretty motivated today at that studio, man.
Yeah. You got a couple
nice
of meetings
there.
After
you
the
got
show
meetings.
Yeah.
You're kind of a boss now, kind of a corporate guy and all that stuff. So it's good. So we're going to say goodbye to everybody.
You're not a big, boss management corporate fan. Is that going to be Hollywood in that mix now?
No. If Hollywood's in management, I'm good.
Right.
You mean if he's like assistant program director or something like that, it'd be great.
That's never going
to
happen.
Luckily, my position allows me to go to events where I get to see Joe do stand-up, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, you were at a little media event yesterday. So that's
we got to go, man. Have a great weekend if you get a chance. Dolphins and Pads over the weekend. If you're coming out here, practices, I believe, are both at 9:40.
Yep.
Both tomorrow and on Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I love Friday, man.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.